This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. We really like hearing about the works of art and entertainment that have changed your lives. Susan Evans listened to the show in New Mexico, but she grew up in rural Louisiana during the 1950s and 60s. Her first year of high school was also the first year of federally enforced integration in her town, and that didn't sit well with her parents. Heads up to our listeners, Susan's father used the standard slur of that time and place to refer to black people.
And I can remember my father would walk into my bedroom and see that my television was turned on to the Jeffersons. And he would say, "I don't want you watching those niggers on TV." And he would turn my TV off. So it was just a great deal of anger and difficulty with my family at that time.
Susan says that she was never comfortable with her family's casual racism, but she had a hard time finding the courage to stand up to it. Years later, when Susan was living on her own, once again she was watching TV one night and came across an old black and white movie from 1947, Elia Kazan's Gentleman's Agreement.
I was watching Turner Classic Movies, and there it was. It really addresses all sorts of prejudice, but the central theme in this particular movie is anti-Semitism. Gregory Peck plays Philip Green, who is a famous or a very highly respected writer. So he goes undercover and actually pretends to be Jewish so that he can experience firsthand the anti-Semitism. Well, the romantic subplot that's going on is that he meets Dorothy McGuire, and it's just a wonderful match, and you love them. But she is very WASP, and she's from Connecticut and Darien, and there are some very closed societies up there and lots of restricted country clubs.
It's detestable, but that's the way it is. It's even worse in New Canaan. There, nobody can sell or rent to a Jew. And even in Darien, where Jane's house is and my house is, there's sort of a gentleman's agreement when you...
Gentlemen's? Kathy, you can't... You're not going to fight it, Kathy. You're just going to give in, play along, let their idiotic rules stand.
I don't play along. But what can one person do?
You can tell them to go jump in the lake.
And I think it was really... just a subject that was always on my mind at the time. So when I watched Gentleman's Agreement, I realized that answers a problem for me, and it's definitely not going to be easy, but I have got to have a conversation with my family. And every time I would go home, there would be a dinner or people sitting around visiting just the family. And they would immediately start in with the jokes about the blacks and the gays and women. And many, many times I would just get up, I would quietly just leave the room. It was protecting me from them, but it wasn't changing anything.
Oh, I hate it, I hate it, I hate everything about this horrible thing. They always make trouble for everybody, even their friends. They force people to take sides against them.
Quit that. They didn't suggest this series. They didn't give me the angle. They haven't got a single thing to do with what's happened between you and me.
Shout at me. And don't treat me to any more lessons of tolerance. I'm sick of it.
So Kathy, after the really bad fight, calls Dave Goldman, and he was in the army with Gregory Peck's character.
Do you think I'm anti-Semitic?
So they have this meeting in a restaurant.
No, Kathy, I don't.
Phil does.
Does he?
You know I'm not anti-Semitic. You're a Jew and you know it. Why can I make it clear to everybody but Phil?
And she is just kind of trying to pour her heart out and express her confusion, how she can't understand. She's on the same side as him. She doesn't understand what he wants.
Well, it was just a vulgar little joke that a man told at dinner. It has nothing to do with
this. Take it easy, Kathy. Maybe it has.
Oh, all right. It was a man named Lockhart, and he tried to get laughs with words like kike and coon and... I despised him and everybody else.
What did you do, Kathy, when he told the joke?
What do you mean?
I mean, what did you say when he finished?
I wanted to yell at him. I wanted to get up and leave. I wanted to say to everyone at that table, why do we sit here and take it when he's attacking everything that we believe in? Why don't we call him on it?
And what did you do?
I just sat there. I felt ashamed. We all just sat there.
Oh, I just love that.
Yeah.
That is definitely the scene that woke me up. When she suddenly realized what she had to do, that was the same moment that I realized what I had to do. all I did was at dinner one day, I looked down at my plate and I said, I don't think that's funny. And then instead of just walking away, I went on to say, I'm just not going to laugh at these kind of jokes anymore. I work with gay people. I work with blacks. These are my friends. They're wonderful human beings, and I'm just not going to participate in this anymore. The dinner just completely stopped when I said those words, quiet enough that you could have heard a pin drop. And I just had the feeling that suddenly I had the floor. And it was such a quiet little moment. It passed. We finished our dinner. It was what happened later that was really significant to me, and that was privately, one by one, my siblings would come to me and tell me that they really didn't harbor those deep prejudices. They did begin to respect me more, and I noticed a drastic decrease in that kind of discussion when we would get together after that. You know, it is a pretty nervy thing to do, but I just knew after watching that movie, I knew I didn't have any choice. It was an epiphany. Finding the answer was right there all along in this film that was released in 1947.
You know something, Phil? I suddenly want to live to be very old. Very. I want to be around to see what happens.
A good film can change the world. This is what the movie did for me. And I'm grateful.
Wouldn't it be wonderful, Phil, if it turned out to be everybody's century? When people all over the world, free people, found a way to live together. I'd like to be around to see some of that, even the beginning.
Susan Evans is a painter in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where she listens to the show on KANW. Studio 360's Derek John produced our story. Is there some movie or book or other work of art that rocked your world? We want to hear about it at studio360.org.